information-fueled, opinion-driven. This is the Dan Mandis Show, Super Talk 99.7.
On Super Talk 99.7 WTN, Dan Mandis Show, 615-737-9986, 615-737-WWTN. You can also find me on Twitter and Facebook. Yes, I'm still on Facebook. At Dan Mandis Show, you can send me an email, dan at 997WTN.com. So we do have some news of the breaking nature to tell you about. I want to welcome on in Metro Councilman Steve Glover. Steve, how are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, sir. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. So apparently now there is a move by yourself and another Metro councilman who apparently now want to change where the soccer stadium, the Major League Soccer Stadium, is going to be located. Now, as we all know, the current plan is to have the soccer stadium located at the fairgrounds. Is that correct? And now you have filed some legislation that wants to change all that.
Well, actually, what we filed today, Councilman Hastings and myself, what we filed today was a bill that removed it having to be at the fairground. I think one of the things that bothered us the most about it last week when we started understanding of giving away the land or doing this or that was all of a sudden we were informed it had to be built at fairgrounds.
It had to be built at the fairgrounds, okay.
Yeah, and that disturbed us, and we're like, whoa, 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 that didn't make any sense to us. And so what we've done now, because the other thing that bothered me was a lot of people thought I was anti-soccer. I am not anti-soccer. What I am anti is giving away 10 free acres at the fairground of prime real estate to people who don't need free land.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a moment because, and I think you and I spoke about this a while ago. So the 10 acres of land, basically what's happening is the city of Nashville is giving away this land for a private development. And you and Mr. Hastings think this is, as the story goes, a bad deal for taxpayers. How much is this land worth and why is it we're just giving it away?
Well, I think, first of all, for me to tell you what it's worth could be debatable. I think there'd be some of us who would say it'd be worth $20 million, some who would say $30, $40, $50, $60 million. I mean, I'm not a real estate developer, but I do know this. It's worth a pretty little penny. And we've always felt like, look, if you want to build a stadium at the fairground, all right, then, I mean, let's talk about that. But, you know, one of the things they said when they pitched the whole deal to us is that the Major League Soccer franchise demanded they get this free land, et cetera, in order to make the deal work. I'm sorry, does somebody out of another country, out of New York or whatever, tell us what we do with our land that our taxpayers own in Nashville? Last time I checked was no. And so Councilman Hastings and I have been looking at various aspects of how we could possibly approach this, not take away the opportunity to still build the stadium at the fairgrounds, but take away the opportunity or take away the demand we had to give them 10 free acres. The other part now, and here's
Hey, Steve, let me just, I have a couple of questions, right? And you may or may not be able to answer them, but one of the things that I would ask is these 10 acres of land. So that would be utilized for a private development. So is there any way, just to play devil's advocate for a moment, is there any way that somebody could say who was approving of this deal could say, well, yeah, we're going to give away this land for private development. However, it'll bring jobs to the Nashville and we'll get a whole bunch of tax dollars from the sales of whatever this private development would be. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, if I was speaking to someone who was for giving away this 10 acres of land, what would their argument be? Because I mean, personally, I don't understand giving away 10 acres of land and I never have.
Well, I think you're you're partially right. They're going to say it'll create jobs, it'll do this, it'll do that. But look, if we look at other property that Metro owns around the county, we probably could help create jobs as well at a lot less cost. And so, therefore, I am not willing to you know, just hand the land over,
right.
Nor are there other council members willing to just hand the land over.
All right, so now you've removed – first of all, one of the main questions I have is – with what you're looking to do, and again, Steve Glover joins us. So some breaking news here, and what you've done now, you and Councilman Hastings, is you have filed a bill asking to make changes to the proposed Major League Soccer stadium location. You want to have the ability to have some flexibility, maybe have it someplace else within Nashville. And so the main question I would have, then we'll get into some of the other locations that you're discussing, could this put into jeopardy a soccer team, a Major League Soccer team coming to Nashville?
Not in my opinion, because we're not blocking the resolution to give the bonds. We're absolutely saying yes. We give the Sports Authority, in this resolution, it gives the Sports Authority the permission to grant the bonds. It just doesn't give them permission to grant the bonds at the fairgrounds when we have to give away 10 free acres. We've always thought that was a bad idea.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. And so is this the kind of thing where you folks on the council are going to be able to work this out so that the soccer stadium, wherever it's built, will be built on time?
Oh, in my opinion, absolutely. Because I think what this does, I mean, you need to understand, there's a new administration now.
Yes.
Okay. And Mayor Briley has said transparency is one of the most important things for him. And so therefore, you know, that's what we're trying to do as well. When we got hoodwinked on this deal, and there were several of us that were not pleased, and especially last week or week before last when we started finding out about all the money that had been spent on design and these things that the council had not approved yet, we started questioning. Next thing you know, we found out hundreds of thousands of dollars have been spent without our permission. So it only made sense to us to say, look, before we go any further, let's make sure that the MLS knows that we're committed. We're committed to soccer. We want soccer in Nashville. Whether a stadium is at the fairgrounds or at this location or that location, as long as it meets the specs they're requiring, I don't know why a particular piece of property would really matter on that. I think the access points, I think there's a lot of talking points that we haven't actually worked all the way through yet.
Okay, so basically the bottom line is what's happened over the last couple of weeks is you have found out about some expenditures that you did not know about, and now you're looking at various different ways that we can approach building a new stadium here in Nashville. So if not at the fairgrounds, then, sir, where do you think the stadium should be built?
Well, I'm not going to say where it should be built because the way the new resolution is written would require the council's approving it along with the mayor's office. I do believe Metro Center offers some great opportunities,
okay,
but it also does not remove the fairgrounds to be able to do it there. It just says we're going to have to follow our rules. We're going to have to put out competitive bidding, not negotiated bidding. There's just some things about it that make a lot more sense on behalf of the taxpayers.
Yeah, I guess there are, if I'm reading this correctly, there's 83 acres available near the Ted Rhodes Golf Course there in Metro
yes.
Center. So
yes.
As far as access and traffic and all those other things, how ready is that land to be developed into a Major League Soccer stadium? Is this going to delay the project at all if it ends up going to Metro Center?
You know, first of all, I'm not a developer.
Yeah.
And I'm not somebody who is an engineer, so I couldn't say if it would delay or not delay. Based on what I've been told, the answer would be no, it would not delay anything.
So knowing what you know about the makeup of the Metro Council, you've filed this bill, and so now it's going to come up for a vote, I'm assuming. And do you think, what's it going to take to pass this?
Well, I think it'll take the council members talking about what's going to be right for the taxpayers of Nashville and making sure we honor the resolution, the charter amendment that took place a few years ago when people said, you're not going to step in and mess with the fairgrounds without 27 council members voting on it or bringing it back for a referendum again. So So I think what this does, quite frankly, I think it honors Mayor Briley's commitment for transparency. And, you know, and he and I didn't really talk about this. I'm not going to apologize for it because, quite frankly, I believe this does give complete transparency to say, restart, we want Major League Soccer in Nashville, but we can't do it at the expense of other taxpayers. You know, we have to do it the right way.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. This is something that sounds to me like, based upon new information that you folks on the council have found out regarding some of these expenditures, my own two cents on this without knowing all the details is, if there are things that you have now found out subsequent with the new administration and everything else that's been going on in Nashville, to me, as long as it doesn't put into, and we can have the whole debate about whether or not soccer should be coming to Nashville, I personally think it's a good thing. But like you, sir, I think it needs to be done right. It needs to be done smart. And it sounds to me like you have made your point a couple of different times that, just so folks know, you, Steve Glover, you are not anti-soccer coming to Nashville, but it's got to be the right deal to make sense for the city, because as we know, there's a whole big transit thing that's going on right now. So God help us if that thing passes, because we're going to have a lot of expenditures in the next many years. And so the soccer stadium has to be something that is right for the taxpayers of Davidson County and of Nashville. So I guess the next question would be is, what's the next step in this whole discussion, and where can people find out more information on all this?
Well, I think, Dan, they'll find out stuff as things begin to get filed. The exact date of when this will be heard, I think, is up for debate. But I think you said a couple of key things. The transit bill is a revenue bond. The soccer stadium is a revenue bond. There's a lot of revenue bonds we've been talking about. There's only so many places we can suck money away from the taxpayers of Nashville to where all of a sudden they start losing control of their money. So I think we have to be very cognizant of understanding how much money we're going to take out of your pocket for the various things that the government feels like we should be doing. So, no, I am not anti-soccer. I think let's do it right, though. Let's do it right.
All right. Well, will you keep us updated on the progress as this weaves its way through the Metro Council, and once you have the discussions with the other council members and so forth, will you keep us updated, sir?
Yes, sir. And let me just say this. Thank you guys very much for being reactionary and for allowing me to come on and explain kind of our position.
You got it. Well, you're welcome anytime, and you have a great afternoon.
Yes, sir. You
too. All right. All right. Steve Glover, Metro Council.
He's so passionate.
I like Steve. Can I just, I've always liked, was he the one that called up the one time I first met Steve and he yelled at me on the air? Was that Steve, or was that?
I don't know, what was it about?
No, that was Robert Swope.
He didn't yell at you.
He
Why
did.
Do you, you
Robert
say that
Swope,
all the time?
I like Robert Swope too, but
you think he doesn't like you.
Robert Swope?
Yes.
I don't think Robert likes me.
I don't know why you say that.
He called up and yelled at me that one time it was something about a water park. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, it was about Opryland and some land there, and I can't remember.
I can't remember either. I blocked the whole thing out anyway.
Well,
and then I met Robert at a party, and then a little bit after, he's the nicest guy in the world.
Right. He doesn't hate you.
All right. Very good. Why are we going down this road?
You
I just had a great
up.
Interview
you
with
did.
Steve Glover, not Robert Swope, but Steve Glover on this whole soccer stadium thing. Are you going to go to soccer if this doesn't...
No, not even a
little
bit, no.
You're not going to go to a soccer...
No.
Do they call it a game or a match?
It doesn't matter.
I don't know.
You want to get the lingo right so you can be with the cool kids?
Yes, I do.
Is that the deal?
Because the cool kids apparently are,
I'm not a big soccer fan. Now, this sounds crazy, but I mean, in our private school, in high school, we didn't have football. We had soccer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then we had, of course, basketball because it was North Carolina. And then we had volleyball. So I was a volleyball player and a cheerleader for our soccer team.
Yeah.
I never really got into, I just didn't get into it. It was too, for me, a little slower pace than I like.
Right.
You know, and of course I'm saying that being a golf watcher, but I don't know. It's just not my game.
I can't get into soccer. I think, is it baseball? Good Lord, I'm late. But I think baseball season is just
so
starting.
Slow.
Is that? I know it is. I know it's slow, but I love baseball. But I
like going to games, but I'm not one to watch baseball until the World Series.
Yeah.
That's when I watch.
I used to be such a huge baseball fan. I tried to sit down last night and watch a little baseball, and for whatever reason, I just started getting bored after, I kid you not, about four pitches.
Have they even done it, spring? This has got to be spring training,
yeah, spring training.
Right?
Okay, I think baseball season starts, I want to say, in the next couple of days. I'm not sure when opening day is. I think
There's this really cool tool called Google.
I know, but we're talking, and I don't always have time to Google everything that I talk about on the radio.
All right, well, hold on.
Which is really kind of sad, actually, when you think about it.
But you know, things happen. Opening day, right?
Yeah, when is opening day for baseball season?
March 29th. You're right.
So it's just a couple of days away. Yeah, because today's the 27th.
And it's the earliest opening day in league history.
See, that's what threw me off. That is.
Yeah, that seems
I got a little confused. Yeah, but you know what? Some cities might very well be playing baseball in the snow.
They're
on the East Coast, so we'll have to see what happens. I wish we'd get Major League Baseball here. Listen, I'm real glad soccer and all that. I'm not going to go down that road again. For the love of Pete, I don't want to have that conversation.
No, I mean, we're trying to get a soccer team here. Jeez.
I would like to
How much do you want our tax dollars to go up?
Well,
I didn't even live in Davidson County. Shut up.
For the love of God, man. Really? Okay, 124. You've been time checked. There. Am I going to be allowed to time check you tonight at the Wild Wings and Rings?
You can try.
Apparently, I'm going to find out that time checks don't work in real life. Anyway, it's moving on. It is the Dan Mandy Show, 615-737-9986. 138 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN, Dan Mandy's show. Well, Stormy Daniels in the news yet again today, along with yet another porn actress. For the love of God, man, I can't get away from this story. But I have to do it because that is what I do for a living, is tell you the stories that are out there.
About porn stars.
About porn. I just, you know, there's this whole... now infamous golf tournament in Lake Tahoe where this whole tryst between Donald Trump and Stormy Daniels happened. I guess this particular golf tournament was just brimming with porn actresses and stuff. Did you know that when they have these highfalutin golf tournaments, there's porn actresses everywhere? Because you did know that. Oh, wow. How do I not know these things and you do? Well,
I'm
because I
golf
live under a rock.
Well, and I'm from golf country. I mean, I'm from Pinehurst, North Carolina. Nothing to you. But, I mean, there are major, major tournaments that are there. And, yes, you have highfalutin, if you want to use that word.
Highfalutin porn actresses?
Porn stars. I wouldn't call them actresses, but, okay, you're being nice, I suppose.
So, apparently, there is a – move on. Alana Evans also is a porn actress. Now, apparently, the headline is – that Stormy Daniels kept the dress from that night with President Trump. Yeah, that's the headline. Well, first of all, who cares if there's a dress unless there's something on said dress, a la Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, is that not what they're saying? Because that's exactly where I went.
That's exactly right. Now, apparently, Alana Evans is backing up Stormy Daniels' claims that she kept the dress from, quote unquote, that night with Trump. And now she as well is going to file her own defamation lawsuit against the president's lawyer, Michael Cohen. Now, there's a couple of things here. One is the reason why Alana Evans is involved in this is because, as the story goes, and I want to do this before the moms and dads pick up their kids and are listening on the way home. But as the story goes, Stormy Daniels called Alana Evans, a fellow porn star, and they wanted to have a little threesome. And Alana Evans said, well, no, that's okay. But she says,
thanks,
oh, yeah. Thanks, but no thanks. And so apparently now I guess Stormy called Alana like five times to see if she would come to the hotel room to, quote unquote, have a little fun. At least that's what the story is. Who knows? I don't really care. But this Alana Evans says that maybe this dress is a keepsake or maybe it's because it's actual proof. There's some sort of proof that there was some sort of a contact or whatever it is between Trump and Stormy Daniels. We know that Trump has denied that he had an affair with the 38-year-old Daniels, and both Daniels and Evans are now suing Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, for a defamation. Now, the silly thing is that the reason why Alana Evans, and I spent an entire, I mean, it had to be three segments yesterday, and I didn't even want to talk about this today because I spent so much time yesterday playing audio from the interview and all this. I didn't even want to talk about this today, but it's stunning to me that people don't see through this. People don't see through the opportunism that Stormy Daniels is engaged in, and now Alana Evans as well. Now, what Alana Evans is saying, this other porn star, is that the reason why she is suing is because with the denial of President Trump, she says that it's affecting her porn career as well. Because what they're saying is that Evans, who has been working in the porn industry for 20 years, says that as a result of Cohen's statements, Michael Cohen's statements saying, well, the president denies this, she says, quote, to have worked so hard to be such a solid person in the business of pornography, okay, and have one person strip it away from you because they're lying to protect the president, it's terrible. She says it's subjecting her to hatred, contempt, ridicule, and shame by accusing her of lying about the alleged affair. That is what Stormy Daniels says. And so now, here in 2018, apparently, if you simply deny an allegation, then you can get sued. This is turning into absurdity. Now, the New York Times has this headline, after Stormy Daniels, Republicans face a referendum on Trump's behavior. Well, first of all, let's all keep in mind and bear in mind that all this happened, as we all know, well before the president was president of the United States. Again, he was living the life of Donald Trump. We also, by the way, one of the things that I thought was really interesting is as people look at how all of this is unfolding, right? You've got the attorney for Stormy Daniels, and one of the things that he did was he tweeted out a picture of a what do you call it? It's a CD-looking thing, you know, for computers, and it looks like there might be some evidence. He's basically teasing that there might be some sort of proof, either a picture, text messages, whatever, email, but he is teasing that there might be some sort of evidence on this CD-looking thing, this disc or whatever it is. What the hell am I trying to say, Pamela? It looks like
you're
a
right.
CD.
It's a DVD, I'm sure.
DVD, whatever.
But it's a disc.
But you know what they're doing there, though, is they're taking a page out of Trump's playbook as far as how to play this thing out in the media, because we all know that President Trump, he is a master of the tease, and that is what he, Michael Aventi, is doing, the attorney for Stormy Daniels, by tweeting out the picture of this CD-looking thing where it's apparently got some sort of proof on it. We'll have to wait and see what happens. But this whole thing, it is just incredibly, I would say, disappointing in the sense that there are so many people, so many Americans who are looking at this whole thing play out, and they're simply not looking at common sense. And they're not looking at the fact that not only now the second porn star, not to mention Stormy Daniels, the original porn star, this is all about opportunism. And you're talking about two women who, you know, it's maybe mean to say, I don't know if it is mean to say, but I'll go ahead and say it. They are aging porn stars. And
that is so mean.
It's a fact.
I'm teasing.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is. It's a fact. Now, for the record, I've never seen either one of these in any, I don't watch that kind of stuff. But what I would say is, was the disclaimer not necessarily necessary?
No.
When you
no
feel
offense.
The need to disclaim, it usually means you're lying.
Shut up, Belle. No, it doesn't.
No, I doubt Dan is lying.
Does it? Is that an indicator that you're
normally, but not
oh,
in
really?
Your case.
No,
yeah,
not in
no.
My case, no.
The guilty dog barks first kind of thing. But yeah.
All right. No. Anyway, so bottom line is now there's a lot of people that are saying that the Republicans, generally speaking, in the midterm elections now, this could very well become one of the topics of conversation in the midterm elections.
What?
So what's
going to
– yeah, that's what they're saying.
Who's
because
they?
Now you're – oh,
I
mean, they, the people on the left, you know, the media and everything else. Because what's going to happen now is you're going to have people, Republicans, who are running against the enlightened left. And so if they're running for a seat in the House of Representatives or the Senate, they're no doubt going to ask about, although you got to realize this is how many months away now, but you know, the midterm elections, many months away. But they could be faced with a question about Stormy Daniels and President Trump, and do you condone what President Trump did? And so you have people in the media that are saying maybe they're trying to make it an issue that's going to be discussed in the 2018 midterm elections, to which I say, listen, I think that if people don't like President Trump, well, then they're not going to like the fact this is just another reason for them to hate President Trump. But if you're a supporter of President Trump, or if you're somebody who is, oh, let's just say, you know, you're not necessarily aligned either way, if you're more libertarian minded, then you look at this and you think this is really nothing. It has nothing to do with the policies that President Trump is bringing forward. It has nothing to do with all of the problems that we have here in America. And again, not to belabor the point, because at this point, we've all had these conversations about the fact that we didn't elect President Trump as some bastion of morality. We knew that he does these things. And so whether or not some sort of address comes out, or whether or not there's some sort of pictures, well, God help us, I hope there's no pictures, but pictures,
I mean,
email, or
no,
I don't think anybody wants to see that at all. So anyway, so there is your Stormy Daniels update here on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Your forewarned Storm.
Your forewarned Stormy Daniels
update.
Anyway, rough seas ahead for the president, thanks to Stormy Daniels. And we'll have to wait and see what happens. And I don't know. I'm sure that, you know, the White House press briefing is underway. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed about the media, man, will they beat a dead horse.
You think?
You think, especially if it's something that is against President Trump or has the possibility of making President Trump look bad, like this does.
Well, the slug right now on CNN, the little thing at the bottom, says White House briefing as Trump remains silent on Stormy Daniels.
There you go.
Can you tell me how he's remained silent when the White House has come out and said Trump denies these allegations? Trump said this never happened. Trump said I didn't sign the document. Trump said he watched the show.
I think it's because the president himself has not said, I deny this. It's always been through a statement or, you know, a spokesperson or something like that. The president himself.
Or a video of it.
Yeah, the president himself. Or a tweet. Well, I don't know. No, I couldn't find a tweet. Michael and I looked the other day. We couldn't find a tweet either. So, but still, and I was talking earlier in this show about how CNN, they justify their 5-panel discussions on really next to nothing.
Yes.
You know, there is no update on Stormy Daniels with the exception of this possible dress. And
her filing lawsuit.
And her filing a lawsuit. And also the Alana, whatever the heck her name is.
Don't you have to show damage in a defamation suit? I mean, you can sue all day long, but I don't know that you're going to win unless you can prove monetary damage or damage to your career. How in the world is there damage to a porn star's career over any of this? They're, in fact, they're making money. She's getting more bookings. Yep. By the way, if anybody wants to talk to her, she'll be in Nashville this weekend. Stormy Daniels.
This weekend? Is it?
Yes. Deja vu. So, anyway, if there's damage, maybe, but what one thing has Trump's attorney said about these women that has truly damaged them?
Nothing. What the president has done is he has denied the allegations. That's all he's done.
Now the attorney, you know, has also said other things that the president hasn't said, but still, what kind of damage can you show that has hurt you monetarily?
There is no damage. There's absolutely no damage at all. I guarantee you go to Deja Vu's this weekend when the Stormy Daniels apparently is dancing or whatever. And the line's going to be, I know, I did know that just for the record. You're going to have a line of dudes around the block to see her. And guys like me, I didn't know who Stormy Daniels was until this whole thing. And now Belle knew who she was, but I had no idea. I didn't know there was a whole circuit for these kinds of people. So anyway, the bottom line is,
she makes over 6 figures a year as it is before this.
Well, yeah.
Did she really?
Well, yeah. I mean,
yes.
Wow.
Now, guys, I mean, you're blown away, but I mean, you're not talking about $900,000 a year. Probably more like $100,000. 99.7 WTN. opinion.
And I guess we're done.
On the next Phil Valentine show, our expert talks about camera hogs antics.
You could just let it roll.
Yeah, I guess. I think that was Bell telling us to shut the H up. We're done with the segment.
Ahead.
Which actually I was done, but I think I have to.
Yeah, you have something to do.
Was I done? Oh, yeah, I do have something to do. It is 1:51 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. By the way, coming up, New York Post has had what I would say is a no holds barred criticism, and I've talked about this before, on President Obama's discipline policies and how it relates to school violence, including what happened in Parkland. This is, I would say, a continuation of the storyline that I've been telling you about for the last several weeks, and that is coming up at 2:05.
Can you hear me now? Great. I'm Pamela Furr. Two Metro City Council members want to make changes to the soccer stadium proposal and the latest from the White House on the Stormy Daniels information. It's all coming up at 2:00.
How you doing, Belle? Belle's having a great day.
I was.
You know what? When you see Belle at the big thing tonight,
I'm not going now.
Shindig, walk up to Belle. He's the guy with all the hair. Just say, hey, how was your day? And see what he has to say. Anyway, 1:57.
So going home.
On Super.
I don't know
no, you're
you
not.
You turned my mic off. Don't turn me off.
No, Bill, you're not going home. You're going with the rest of us to.
Why did I turn her mic off?
I told Bell that I could hear you, Pamela, in my headphones. I thought that your microphone was left on, but it was actually the stupid button that was stuck in the. Nobody
but
cares.
You were hearing Bell. You're hearing. Oh.
Hey, John McCain, apparently, for people who care, is going to release, quote unquote, a no holds barred verdict on President Trump. So that story and a whole lot more is straight ahead on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Your phone number, as always, 615-737-9986. 615-737-WWTN. News with Pamela Furr is next. And then Obama thrown right under the bus next on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.